Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now, Fox 50, our team is watching cloudy skies, the chance for showers. Elizabeth Gardner is monitoring the timeline, while Michelle McConaughey is tracking conditions for your commute as you look live in Raleigh.
Today, Durham County leaders will decide whether or not to continue funding this Durham Violence Interruption Program. Just ahead, I'll explain why some people in the community believe they shouldn't.
Please keep on going, because the spotlight will one day find you.
And a passionate plea to other actors of color during a historic night at the SAG Awards. The cast of Everything Everywhere All at Once cleaned up at the SAG Awards, and we'll see, it could be a glimpse of things to come for the Oscars. It is 8 o'clock. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan, and we're trying to get a glimpse of how our Monday's getting started here. Looks okay from the Dix Park view. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. A little bit of showers coming to our area.
A little tiny shower up near the Virginia line. We're going to start with dual Doppler 5000 radar. Most of us are dry, but we'll zoom in up here around Mecklenburg County, Virginia. We're seeing a little shower. Also, Roanoke Rapids up into Northampton County. That's going to continue to lift northward, eastward, and away from the viewing area. But a cold front comes through this evening. That's going to bring us a better chance of some showers. You can see that last little bit of rain slipping on out of here. And then we're pretty dry for the bulk of the day. We're also fairly cloudy today as well. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s. We'll move it on out to the evening commute, and we're still fairly dry. But once we get to, say, 7, 8, 9 o'clock, we're going to see a few isolated showers that roll through along with our front. Right now, it's 48 degrees. We take a live look at a cloudy Zebulon this morning. A lovely look at their gorgeous historic town hall. Our cool spot right now, 43 in Roxborough. It's 53 in Fayetteville. Around the Triangle, temperatures are mostly in the upper 40s. We'll climb up into the mid-60s this afternoon. We'll hit 67 around 4 o'clock as our high for the day, but it does stay gray, and then, of course, we'll have some evening showers. Tomorrow looks bright and sunny. We're back into the 70s. I'll show you how many days we could see near records. Coming up, Michelle.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Taking a look at traffic this morning. Things looking okay. We are seeing two crashes near downtown Raleigh. Those have been there for a little while, not causing any delays. You might notice some delays near US 64 in Wendell, and that's because there was a crash there about an hour ago. This is a live look, US 64 at Lizard Lick Road. We did have the left lane blocked here, but a tow truck came and towed the car away that was involved in the crash. So hopefully that's going to clear up soon. The traffic map still showing some moderate volume here. You can see the yellow stretching all the way back toward Zebulon Road. So if you're in that area, just keep that in mind this morning. You're going to wait a little bit there. You're also going to wait if you're heading up towards Garner on 40 westbound. This is a typical delay-prone area this time of morning. Today, stretching a little bit further down past State Highway 42. So keep that in mind this morning. Overall, things in Durham looking good this morning. All of our major routes clear up there. I do have some drive times if you're there. Right now, we are not seeing too many delays. For the most part, things are looking clear. The only delays we are seeing is 501 from Infinity Road and NC 50 to 98. Seeing 1 minute delays there.
Thanks, Michelle. Today, future funding for an anti-violence group that has received criticism from the community is up for debate. WRL's Laura Levine is live in Durham, where county commissioners are considering whether to continue to support Bull City United. Laura.
Jeff, over the past year, Bull City United, the violence interruption program here, has been able to expand its footprints across Durham. Right now, we are outside of the original location right off of Fayetteville Street here. And since the program launched in 2016, its budget has received around a five-fold increase between city and county funds. BCU is a community-based gun violence intervention program that aims to stop the cycle of shootings and retaliations through street outreach. The group includes former gang members. City Council recently approved $1 million for the program to expand to four key areas and hire more staff. The county today will look at continuing its portion of that funding of more than $935,000. Last year, the group conducted about 2,000 conflict mediations. However, people here in the community are having a lot of criticism after one member received drug charges and another was killed from a targeted shooting.
We really don't know what they're doing to help solve this issues with this crime. And I mean, now with one was murdered, one was caught with a gun, one got caught with drugs. but you still want us to let our children, let them work with our kids?
So we will see what will happen in today's meeting when county commissioners discuss this topic beginning at 6 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Durham.
Crabtree Valley Mall will be open in Raleigh this morning after two large police responses there this past weekend. We spotted a big group of police cruisers at the mall yesterday with lights flashing near one of the parking decks. When we asked police about it, they told us officers responded to a disturbance there. They say no one was hurt. It was a different story on Saturday when police say a man accidentally shot himself at Crabtree. He had been carrying a concealed weapon. The man was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. A loud noise during the incident sent people into a panic. People ran for cover, including a mother of three who was trampled.
So I was terrified because I was just thinking of, I didn't know where to run because I'm like, if I run out, I'm leaving my baby and my mom behind, and my daughters were in the store next door.
As to whether charges will be filed, Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman says that will largely depend on whether the man had a permit. We'll hear her response in our next half hour.
A man accused of causing a deadly crash near Holly Springs will face a judge. 29-year-old Elton Mendoza Cervantes is charged with felony death by vehicle and DWI. Troopers say he drove his SUV into the wrong lane, slamming head-on into a silver Camaro in this video. From the WRL Breaking News Tracker. This happened Saturday morning near Piney Grove Wilbon Road and Rouse Road. The driver of the Camaro, 65-year-old Richard Williams, died in the crash. Major work gets started this week on the intersection of Blue Ridge Road and Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. If your commute takes you that way, you can expect lane closures all week, day and night. Then, starting Saturday, crews will close Hillsborough Street for several months. Once construction is finished, Blue Ridge Road will pass underneath Hillsborough Street.
New this morning, the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once is looking like the favorite with just 2 weeks until the Oscars. The film made history at the 29th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards last night. Michelle Yeoh and Ki-Hui Kwan became the first Asian woman and Asian man, respectively, to win Outstanding Performance in a Leading Role and Outstanding Performance in a Supporting Role. Both delivered emotional speeches after their wins.
I think if I speak, my heart will explode. This is not just for me. This is for every little girl that looks like me.
When I heard this, I quickly realized that this moment no longer belongs to just me. It also belongs to everyone who has asked for change.
For her work in the movie, Jamie Lee Curtis took home Outstanding Performance for a Supporting Role. The entire cast also won a prize. We'll have more SAG Award highlights in our next half hour.
Somebody in North Carolina paid $3 to win $2 million. What we know about a big Powerball prize sold in our state as the jackpot continues to rise. Plus,
a massive storm sweeps across the Midwest. How it's affecting flights here at home, that's ahead in our next half hour. Stick with us here on Fox 50.
.11 is the time right now. We give you a live look from our WRL Live Cam Network Pinehurst Resort and Country Club right now. Looking forward to a fantastic day moving forward, but they were at the center of the dense fog advisory this morning. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Down in the Sand Hills, it was a little bit dicey.
Yeah, that's where the advisory was back this morning. That's expired. And now we're looking at the potential for a few isolated showers that are up to the north and east. Those mostly up in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, stretching down toward Northampton County. And all that lifting north and eastward away from us. We take a look at downtown, toward downtown Raleigh from eastern Wake County. About an hour to an hour and a half ago, we could see some patchy fog here, but all that has dissipated. The clouds have not dissipated. It's definitely going to be a gray day today. We have a warm front that's lifting northward across the area. That's bringing those isolated showers up there to the north and east. Notice how the clouds linger, but we don't see any rain around lunchtime. We move it all the way out to the evening commute. There's 5 o'clock. And at that point, we're starting to track a cold front that'll swing across the area during the evening. Our best chance of rain will be 7 to maybe 10 or 11 o'clock this evening, and it'll be isolated at best. So not everybody's seeing that rain this evening. And then after that, we're going to settle into some warm temperatures for tomorrow all the way through Friday. We're going to see this high pressure system keeping things nice and dry with more sunshine for tomorrow and Wednesday. But on Thursday morning, we see a round of rain that rolls through. That's 7 a.m. It slips southward by the evening commute, but it looks like Thursday is going to be fairly wet. Another wet start on Friday morning, very wet morning commute. And then on Friday evening, a cold front swings through. That's going to give us our best chance of thunderstorms this week. After that, we're going to see our winds shifting to northerly, and that's going to cool us down. This will be the third week in a row where we see a pattern where it's very warm during the work week, and then it turns chillier over the weekend. We'll see the same thing. We're checking our severe potential. Just taking a look way ahead, preliminary look, we have the potential for some strong to severe thunderstorms on Friday, especially from the Triangle area south and west. Of course, that can change between now and then, so it's something we'll watch closely. Already looking way ahead, mid to late March, those last 2 weeks of March, we have a good chance of below normal temperatures, and we haven't seen a good chance of below normal temperatures in a while. We're on track to have one of the warmest winters on record. We saw the third warmest January. We'll probably see the second warmest February. And then all of a sudden, here comes March. It's going to be warm this week, but then after that, temperatures look closer to normal, and we'll be watching that as it continues to develop as we get closer to the middle of the month. Again, our best chances for rain this week will be Thursday and Friday, and then we're back to sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures will be much cooler in the upper 50s. Michelle?
Thank you, Elizabeth. Taking you out on the roads again this morning. Time is 8:14. This is I-40 at Barbee Road. Things looking pretty good there this morning. I am tracking a couple of delays and a couple of crashes. I did in the last 5 minutes have a crash pop up on 440, so I'm going to take a look at that and see what's going on there. But I do want to take you over to U.S. 64 near Lizard Lake. This was a crash. Still seeing some delays from that crash, but things seem to be clearing up, which is some good news. Another heavy delay that I'm seeing this morning is I-40 westbound going into Garner. Things actually looking better in the last 20 minutes, so that is some good news there as well. I want to take you up to Raleigh now, and things are looking good. I do have some drive times for you if you're in the area. As we were just talking about Knightdale, that 15-minute delay on 87 south, that's going to take you about 15 minutes. So that's our heaviest delay this morning. And then 40 westbound from Cleveland, going to take you about 13 minutes.
Thanks, Michelle. The search for survivors is growing this morning after a boat carrying migrants broke apart off the coast of Italy. In the last hour, we've learned the death toll rose by one to reach now 62 people. First responders managed to save about 80 people. Some of them said as many as 200 were on board that boat that set out from Turkey. It sank after hitting rocks yesterday morning. Most of the migrants are from Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan.
A new investigation finds a medical plane that went down in Nevada broke apart in the air. The National Transportation Safety Board revealed more last night about the crash that killed all five people on board, including a patient and a member of their family. It happened Friday night about 45 miles south of Reno. Investigators say they think weather was a big factor in this crash, but there's no flight data recorders for them to check.
The aircraft did not have any flight data recorders on it or cockpit voice recorders, nor was it required to. This is something that the NTSB would like to see the FAA require on these airplanes.
In addition to weather conditions, investigators will look at the pilot, the plane's maintenance records, and its fuel.
This week, the United States Supreme Court will hear arguments in the case involving President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Six Republican-led states challenged Biden's plan. It would forgive over $400 billion in student loan debt for millions of Americans. The challengers argue Biden doesn't have the power to enact a plan like that. The arguments start tomorrow, but we likely won't get a decision from the court until later this summer. Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to Columbia, South Carolina today. She will highlight progress on the Biden administration's efforts to expand affordable high-speed internet access. The Vice President will be joined by Congressman Jim Clyburn, who has long advocated for universal high-speed internet access.
There's a new effort in South Carolina to force people to pay a fee for moving into the state. The new bill being considered by lawmakers there is nicknamed the Yankee Tax. It would require new residents to pay up to $500 in fees. The bill sponsor says it's not meant to keep people out, but rather to help pay for new infrastructure projects that are needed because of the increasing population. According to the U.S. Census, almost 500,000 people have moved into South Carolina in the past 10 years.
In Florida, state lawmakers will soon vote on a bill to shift power away from state colleges and universities and into the hands of the governor and his appointees. It would also ban gender studies as a field of study. The bill aims to match Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' vision for higher education. DeSantis has called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs discriminatory. He has pledged to ban Florida colleges and universities from spending on them. This new bill would place all hiring decisions into the hands of a school's board of trustees chosen by the governor and his appointees.
More than 1 million Halloween candles are being recalled because they may cause burns and cuts. The recall concerns certain scents of Mainstay's three wicked candles sold at Walmart between September and November of last year. The candles may burn too close to the edge of the container, which can cause the glass to crack and break. If you have one of these candles, you should stop using it and contact the manufacturer for a refund. Driving through Wake Forest this week could get messy because of railroad crossing work. CSX plans to make repairs to five crossings across town starting tomorrow. Those are at Brick Street, Elm Street, Holding Avenue, Friendship Chapel Road, and Rogers Road. The work should be done by Thursday. The crossing at Ligon Mill Road will be closed once the work at Rogers Road is finished.
YouTube star turned pro boxer Jake Paul is responding to his first loss in the ring. Paul asked his followers to not judge him by his losses and thanked fellow boxer Tommy Fury for the fight. Paul lost to Fury in a split ruling for the judges. Fury is the first actual boxer that Paul has faced on pay-per-view. His other wins have been against mostly MMA fighters. For reference, Tommy Fury is the brother of heavyweight champion Tyson Fury.
The men's ACC basketball tournament is back in Greensboro this year, and you can get your tickets starting today. They go on sale at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster's website. The Greensboro Coliseum is hosting the men's tournament for a record 29th time. Last time the tournament was in Greensboro was 2020, when play was canceled after 2 days because of COVID. We all remember that.
Yeah, no doubt. The third Ant-Man movie saw its box office numbers shrink this weekend, while Cocaine Bear beat expectations. Rick Damigella shows us what's happening in theaters.
Listen, Doctor, thanks for everything, you know, but I am feeling great.
Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, dropped from 4th to 5th place on ticket sales of $4.1 million, while Avatar, The Way of Water, sank from 2nd place down to 4th with $4.7
million. Tell me about yourself, Lonnie, and your people.
Jesus Revolution debuted in 3rd place with $15.5 million, far outpacing the $6 to $7 million opening, which box office pundits predicted.
Beth, we should go.
Cocaine Bear also exceeded expectations in its debut, clawing up $23.1 million, after industry watchers for The Hollywood Reporter estimated only a $15 to $17 million opening.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Did you drink the ooze?
Why can I understand you?
Oh, great, that's the ooze. Hey, everybody, it worked!
Despite having a 70% drop from its opening weekend, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, held on to first place with $32.2 million. Multiple movie industry watchers from Forbes to The Wrap are calling it the biggest second weekend decline for a Marvel movie. In Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
16 rugby teams, all made up of paralyzed veterans, came to Raleigh over the weekend for a 3-day competition. The Paralyzed Veterans of America held their 5th annual wheelchair rugby invitational at the Raleigh Convention Center. 16 teams, 48 games, all in hopes of winning the Code of Honor Cup.
As soon as you can do an adaptive sport, whether it's rugby or anything else, when you can see that, you know, final product, or you learn a sport and it's that instant gratification, it gains confidence.
True athletes right there. The PVA also offers activities like bowling, wheelchair basketball, and more.
Powerball jackpot is rising once again, but someone here in North Carolina just earned millionaire status. Someone in Wadesboro bought a $3 ticket before Saturday's drawing that is now worth $2 million. The ticket was sold at a local Speedway gas station. Nobody won the big jackpot. It now sits at $131 million ahead of tonight's drawing. You can watch it on WRL at 11. Wait, stuck on your bus? Nothing a few lacrosse women can't fix. Look at this. Elon's women's lacrosse team got stuck on the side of the road. Their bus was stuck in the mud. They were on their way to an away game, so they did what all great teams do. They worked together, and they pushed that giant bus using their collective strength back onto the road there. And they were able to go ahead and make it to their game on time. I love this.
Me too. I mean, you're stronger when you work together. Look at that. Look at what you can accomplish when you come together.
Nothing was going to keep them away from that game, so off they went. They're pretty excited, too, and they got the bus back on the road. I think that's a celebration.
The epitome of girl power right there. A mission to the International Space Station called off with 2 minutes to go. What SpaceX says is behind its decision to scrub its early morning manned flight to orbit.
Plus, what's in and what is out of a new medical marijuana legalization proposal advancing quickly in North Carolina.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26 is the time right now on your Monday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan, and as we look at our top stories here today, we started off with some thick fog in some areas. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center, that's cleared off now.
Yeah, still a lot of cloud cover, and we're looking at a few sprinkles here. Just moved through South Hill. Those are moving just north and east of Roanoke Rapids. A little bit of that up into Northampton County. Otherwise, we're dry, and we don't really have much of a chance of rain until later on this evening. Here's a look at Sanford. It's almost like the sun's trying to peek out, but I think we'll continue to have a good bit of cloud cover today. Our temperatures are getting warmer. Mid-40s right now in Tarboro, South Hill, and Rocky Mounts. 53 right now in Fayetteville, and 52 in Southern Pines. Heading out for exercise this morning, it's been a little cooler, but temperatures are going to be climbing through the 50s. We'll see highs in the mid-60s. Not looking at much rain around here until after sunset. Michelle?
Thanks, Elizabeth. Taking you back out on the roads, almost 8:30 on your Monday morning, tracking a couple of delays. That crash, or so what I thought was a crash on 440, is just a disabled vehicle. This is on I-440 eastbound, so just be careful of that if you are in that area. Still tracking that delay over in Wendell. Seems to be cleared up. The crash is still showing up, but that has since cleared, and delays have cleared as well, which is some good news. Jeff?
Durham County Commissioners will vote today on a new round of funding for Bull City United. The anti-violence group includes former gang members and is aimed at connecting with the community. The program has faced criticism for a lack of effectiveness in lowering crime rates. Meantime, coming up next on Fox 50, the consequences one man could face after accidentally shooting himself at Crabtree Valley Mall. And ahead on today, Daisy Jones and the Six. Star Sam Claflin live in Studio 1A.
Listen to WRAL Plus on your radio. In Durham, tune to 96.5 FM. In Raleigh, 99.3 FM. And listen everywhere on 101.5 HD3. Shot in 4K Ultra High Definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It is cloudy and cool this morning, even following a few light showers, but I'll show you when we'll have a better chance for rain later today.
Severe weather strikes a large section of the country. We're watching the impact on travel here in North Carolina.
A manned mission to orbit is called off overnight with just 2 minutes before launch. What SpaceX says is to blame for that. First time they've done that with a manned mission called off for reasons other than weather. So we'll explain. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. Our mission, as always this morning, is to get you ready for the day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We have mostly cloudy gray skies out there. Will we see rain later today?
So we have a few showers that popped up earlier this morning up near Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and toward Northampton County. Still a little bit of that in Northampton County. That's sliding away from us. And then we'll have a fairly dry day beyond that. Until we get to after sunset, around dinner time, through around 10 or 11 o'clock, we'll see another round of some showers. Here's a look at future cast, and we're just looking at gray skies for the most part at this point, all the way through lunchtime. We'll pass by noon, and again, could be a sprinkle at any point, but a better chance for rain will come when we see our cold front pass by, and that starts around 6 or 7 and lasts until around 9 or 10 o'clock. Not likely to have thunderstorms, just some passing showers that roll through. Right now, it's a cool start this morning. Temperatures in the mid-40s in the north, some low 50s down south, 52 in Southern Pines, 48 in Raleigh, and 46 in South Hill. Hour by hour, our temperatures will climb steadily into the 60s. We'll be in the mid-60s for highs this afternoon with a chance of some showers overnight. After that, we're looking at some dry conditions for Tuesday and Wednesday, and then a better chance for some showers and thunderstorms. We're going to talk about which days this week will be closest to records coming up.
Elizabeth, thank you. Today, future funding for an anti-violence group that has received criticism from the community is up for debate. WRL's Laura Levine is in Durham, where county commissioners are considering whether to continue to support Bull City United.
Over the past year, the Violence Interruption Program has really been able to expand its footprint across Durham. Right now, we are at one of its original locations right off of Fayetteville Street, Bull City United. Now, since the program launched in 2016, its budget has received around a five-fold increase between city and county funds. BCU is a community-based gun violence intervention program that aims to stop the cycle of shootings and retaliations through street outreach. The group includes former gang members. City Council recently approved $1 million for the program to expand from 2 to 4 key areas and to hire more staff. The county today will look at continuing its portion of funding of more than $935,000. Last year, a report showed that the group conducted about 2,000 conflict mediations. However, it has since received a lot of criticism from the community after one member received drug charges and another was killed from a targeted shooting.
We really don't know what they are doing to help solve this issue with this crime. And I mean, now with one was murdered, one was caught with a gun, one got caught with drugs, but you still want us to let our children, let them work with our kids?
So today we are going to hear directly from Durham County Commissioners about this topic, with that meeting beginning at 6 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News, Durham.
Crabtree Valley Mall will be open in Raleigh this morning after two large police responses there over the weekend. We spotted a big group of police cruisers at the mall yesterday with lights flashing near one of the parking decks. When we asked police about it, they told us officers had responded to a disturbance at the mall. They say no one was hurt. It was a different story on Saturday night when police say a man accidentally shot himself. He had been carrying a concealed weapon. The man was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman says he should not have had a gun with him, even with a permit.
Yeah, as a general rule, the public does not have that authority, even with a concealed carry permit, to carry a firearm into a place such as Crabtree Valley Mall. And there's reasons for that. And, you know, this is a good example of that.
Well, Freeman says if the man had a permit, he may still have to give up the gun and pay fines.
Meteorologists with the National Weather Service will be spread out across the Midwest this morning, assessing damage after a line of severe storms plowed through overnight. You can hear the power of those storms above Oklahoma in this new video on Fox 50. Officials now confirm at least two tornadoes touched down across the state. Ken Smith is tracking more on this in the WRL Live Center. Ken.
Well, here's one place that the National Weather Service folks will be today. This is new aerial video into our newsroom from Norman, Oklahoma. They're zoomed in right now on a home that's just completely decimated by what is suspected to be a tornado. And of course, that was somebody's dresser that you saw right there. But this is just one of a number of homes in this community right here that's just completely decimated. Right now, it's estimated at least 7 tornadoes touched down in across Oklahoma and Texas. And this is just some of the damage that people are noticing this morning. Right now, about 12 people have reportedly have been injured in this storm. Widespread power outages there across Oklahoma and Texas as well.
Ken, thank you. Kansas and Texas also hit hard. You can see just how massive these storms were in new video this morning. In one area of Texas, officials recorded a gust of wind moving at 114 miles per hour. That's equivalent to a Cat 3 hurricane.
Meanwhile, cleanup is moving slowly in parts of Michigan and California after days of snow and floods in both states. Parts of Michigan are still without power this morning. Another storm is taking aim at California right now. Yosemite National Park is closed through Wednesday in preparation for that. And despite all the wild weather, we're not seeing major delays at airports, including RDU, Charlotte, and Atlanta. We will keep checking those this morning just in case. And whether it's wind, rain, snow, fog, you can keep track of conditions wherever you are and with the WRL Weather app, free to download.
As soon as this week, a push to legalize medical marijuana in North Carolina could take a big step forward. The state Senate will vote on a bill making it legal for people with certain conditions. A similar bill passed the state Senate last year, but failed in the House. This time, the measure's Republican sponsor thinks it will move forward. The list of 20 medical uses approved for prescription use stays the same. That includes cancer and PTSD, but not chronic pain nor glaucoma.
Relief is coming today, 3 weeks after the train derailment on the border of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Shipments of contaminated waste from the site of the crash in East Palestine are restarting. Officials say that will make the cleanup process more efficient. The waste will be taken to two EPA disposal sites elsewhere in Ohio. Norfolk Southern is helping as well.
We are continuing to work with the railroad and our state partners to identify other solid waste disposal locations.
More than 100,000 gallons of liquid waste and 5 truckloads of soil will be removed. The EPA says the water supply is safe, but some neighbors have been diagnosed with bronchitis, rashes, nausea, and more since the crash.
New this morning, 4 astronauts headed to the International Space Station will try again tomorrow after their launch was scrubbed with just 2 minutes to lift off. SpaceX says a problem with the ignition system forced the halt to the launch around 1:45 a.m. at Cape Canaveral. This is the first time a crewed SpaceX launch was called off because of a technical issue. A second attempt is planned for tomorrow morning.
Still ahead this morning, you likely won't see the comic strip Dilbert in papers anymore. Why the distributor of the long-running cartoon is cutting ties after more than 30 years.
Plus, what's at stake in a big ruling expected this week in the battle over abortion access?
And we're watching for the chance for those showers today as you look live down in Sanford. Good morning to you folks. Northampton County Schools, 2-hour delay because the fog, that dense fog advisory has been lifted. We'll have your 7-day forecast next.
It is 8:42. We're going to start with a live look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. There have been a few isolated showers swinging by up to our north, pretty much out of our viewing area at this point. We're going to end up with cloudy skies for the rest of the day today. We take a look at what's happening here in Wilson, and it's very quiet. You can see the whirligigs are barely spinning there, but you can see gray skies, and we're seeing that really everywhere. We're going to see a warm front lifting northward across the area this morning, and then followed by a cold front this evening. And in between, we'll just see temperatures that are, you know, a little warmer than normal under cloudy skies. Right now it's 48 degrees. So if you're headed out the door now, a jacket certainly feels nice. We'll climb up to 60 at lunchtime and our highs will be in the mid 60s later on this afternoon. We've been watching our visibility this morning, but everything looks much better. We had a dense fog advisory for part of the viewing area earlier, but our visibility is anywhere from about 5 to 10 miles at this point. So still cloudy, but not any visibility problems. This warm front lifts northward across our area. This first band of rain with that warm front has moved pretty much out of the viewing area. We'll see some quiet weather between here and the time the cold front swings through. And you can see that here at 9 a.m. We'll move it on out to lunchtime, gray skies, all the way out to the evening commute. Notice at 3 o'clock, there's the potential to see a little break in the clouds, maybe in a few spots down south today. But for the most part, we stay gray. Between 7 and 9, some showers start to move in. No thunderstorms there. But with that cold front, we'll see the rain moving through this evening. 53 in Fayetteville, 48 in Rocky Mount, 46 in Roxborough. So it's still on the cool side with all these clouds. But we'll move into the mid-60s at lunchtime in our central counties down around Fayetteville and Clinton. We should climb to 72 this afternoon, but we'll hold it closer to 60 in Roxborough and South Hill. Here comes a big warm-up again. Same pattern that we've seen the last 3 weeks. This is the third week in a row where our heat has begun to build by Tuesday, and it's very warm through Friday. And then all of a sudden, Saturday, the cold air arrives. That's exactly what we're going to see again this week. We'll have a few opportunities for records. Not so much today with a high of 60. The the record was 82. We're closer to it, but probably no record tomorrow, 77 and the record 81. But Wednesday, give us a better shot, 76 with the record at 78 degrees. So far, we've seen 10 days this month at 70 degrees or warmer. We'll probably add one more to it before we get to Wednesday, the first day of March. So we probably won't hit that record of 13. Probably 11 will be our count for this month, which is incredible. We're on track for the second warmest February on record. Of course, we're looking at March starting warm. Of course, Wednesday at 76. We're looking at 70s through Friday with a chance of some strong thunderstorms, but a quiet and cooler weekend.
No one is in custody this morning after two shootings in one day in Rocky Mount. One took place at the Shell Food Mart on West Raleigh Boulevard. Police tell us a man and a woman were shot there. The man died. The woman was treated at the hospital and released. Officers have not identified a suspect or motive in the case. Meantime, investigators are trying to figure out how an 11-year-old was shot in Rocky Mount. This happened early yesterday morning on Meadowbrook Road. The boy will survive. Police have not said what led up to that shooting.
Attacking a power station in North Carolina could soon lead to harsher punishments. A state Senate committee will consider a bill tomorrow, filed in response to that attack on a Moore County substation back in early December. 30,000 customers were left without power for several days. This new bill would raise the penalty for similar attacks to a Class C felony that carried with it a fine of up to $250,000.
U.S. agencies are split on their explanations for what started the COVID pandemic. A new report from the Energy Department this weekend suggests a lab leak in China is the most likely explanation. But investigators label the report low confidence, meaning they're not 100% sure. Other agencies think the virus reached humans naturally. The former U.S. ambassador to China says knowing what actually happened will be important for the future.
If it came from an animal, we need to be prepared. And we need to beef up our public health response to the next pandemic. So it is important for our scientists to get to the bottom of this.
The White House has not commented on the Department of Energy's report.
Only two countries in the G20 are refusing to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They are Russia and China. As John Lawrence shows us, that is raising concerns about the link between the two countries.
The Kremlin is accusing the West of trying to destroy Russia.
They have one goal, to break up the former Soviet Union in its main part, the Russian Federation.
During an interview with Russian state TV, Russian President Vladimir Putin said the goal of leading NATO countries is to, quote, inflict a strategic defeat on us so that our people suffer.
How can we, under these conditions, not take into account their nuclear potential? They supply Ukraine with weapons worth tens of billions of dollars, because this is participation in the usual sense.
Speaking of participation, U.S. officials say they are confident China is considering sending lethal aid to Russia in its war against Ukraine.
Beijing will have to make its own decisions about how it proceeds, whether it provides military assistance. But if it goes down that road, it will come at real cost to China.
As the Russian invasion of Ukraine enters its second year, President Joe Biden's administration's stance on the issue is clear.
We're not going to stand by and allow one country to roll over another country and try to wipe it off the mat. And we're going to build and have built a coalition of more than 50 nations to resist that and help the Ukrainians defend their own territory.
That was John Lawrence reporting. CIA Director William Burns says the alliance between Russia and Iran is also growing quickly.
A Raleigh man faces a long list of charges after police say he hit an officer with his car. It started with a shots fired call on Wake Forest Road yesterday morning. Police found Christopher Pierce trying to get into a car. They say he fought back and tried to drive away. That's when Pierce hit one of the officers with his car. The officer is expected to be okay. Police eventually arrested Pierce. He now faces charges, including assault.
Today, the Nash County Sheriff's Office will honor first responders who helped a deputy after he was shot. Officials will hand out awards at 10 this morning to the group who helped deputies William Tony and Shelby Smith. A man shot at them during a traffic stop in 2021 on I-95. Tony was hit in both of his arms and had to retire from law enforcement as a result. The shooter was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison, but avoided state charges after a mistrial earlier this year.
Today, the Durham Fire Department's training division will begin its burn week for new recruits. This will be the trainees' first experience with putting out live controlled fires. It's also some of their last training before they graduate in April. They'll be putting out car fires and propane tank fires. The drills will take place on the training grounds at East Club Boulevard in Durham.
As early as today, we could get one of the most consequential rulings on abortion access since Roe v. Wade was overturned. A judge in Texas could decide to pull a popular abortion pill, a morning after pill, off the market nationwide. The pill has long been approved by the FDA. It's currently the most used form of abortion care in the U.S. Abortion advocates say the ruling could hit rural areas especially hard.
It's not access at all. Claiming that those medications aren't safe just is so false.
If the judge rules to limit use of the abortion pill, the Biden administration is likely to appeal. And that means this could end up at the Supreme Court.
10 minutes before 9 right now on your Monday morning. And new on Fox 50, the distributor of the comic strip Dilbert is cutting all ties with its creator. Andrews McMeel, Universal, just announced that it would sever its relationship with Scott Adams. The move comes after Adams described Black Americans as a hate group and urged white Americans to get away from them. Various media publishers have already removed Dilbert from their platforms over those comments. Adams defended himself on Twitter, saying he's being canceled by people who hate him.
This week, Carolina Beach will start charging parking fees. Parking lots and street parking will cost $5 per hour, $25 for the day. They'll charge the fees starting this Wednesday until end of October. And after that, it will be $2 an hour or $10 for the day.
The Oscars are just about 2 weeks away, but the buzz this morning is about a history-making night at the 29th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards. David Daniel shows us what made it so special in today's Hollywood Minute.
Sally Field received a standing ovation and SAG's Life Achievement Award.
There is not a day that I don't feel quietly thrilled to call myself an actor.
Brendan Fraser.
The Whale star Brendan Fraser strengthened his hold on the Best Actor Oscar race, winning for male actor in a leading role. Like many winners, he recalled first receiving his SAG card.
It made me feel like I belonged. We're actors, we all want to belong to a tribe. And that's when I found where I belonged. And if you told that guy back then that I'd be standing right here, right now, I would not have believed you.
Jamie Lee Curtis began an unbelievable run for Everything Everywhere All at Once, winning for female actor in a supporting role.
I love actors. I love acting. I love the job we get to do. I love being a part of a crew. I love being a part of a cast.
Castmate Kihue Kwan took the baton, winning male actor in a supporting role, the first Asian male to win an individual SAG award.
To all those at home who are watching, who are struggling and waiting to be seen, please keep on going because the spotlight will one day find you.
I think if I speak, my heart will explode.
Then Michelle Yeoh took female actor in a leading role, the first Asian woman to receive a leading film acting honor.
This is not just for me. This is for every little girl that looks like me.
And Everything Everywhere ended the night winning outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture, a cast including 94-year-old James Hong, whose career began nearly 70 years ago.
The producer said, the Asians were not good enough, and they are not box office. But look at us now, huh?
In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Oh, they are certainly box office worthy. Another big awards show this weekend, the 54th annual NAACP Image Awards ceremony hosted by Queen Latifah. The event culminated in a week-long celebration of excellence in film, TV, music, and literature. Power couple Gabrielle Union Wade and Dwayne Wade were honored with the President's Award. WNBA star Brittany Griner received a standing ovation after making a surprise appearance at the ceremony.
Well, it's great to see her back on the scene again and back on a WNBA court as well. Now, before we hit a break, here are the winning lottery numbers on your screen right now. We'll get another check on weather and traffic as well coming up next.